How many of you just went, ooh, yeah, I know you did. It is the 19th of March. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Laughlin Mall studio. And give you a little bit of weather. We're going to hit 85 on the Colorado River today. Yay! The warmth is back. And tomorrow we drop to 80, and then we drop back down to 72 on Sunday. We bump up to 75 on Monday. And I looked a little while ago, and for my Kiwanis Kids Expo next Saturday, the 27th, it's going to be 80 degrees. How's that? And it says no W, so I need that because we set up a whole bunch of easy ups out there. So I hope you'll stop by with your kids and walk around and get some good information. County services, state services, kids sports, all kinds of good stuff. Speaking of sports, you know, we're in the middle of March Madness. Today we have four games on our sister station. The next 4 days, 9 a.m., 12, 3:15, and 6:30. So 4 days in a row. All right, you have 4 days in a row of March Madness. And that's on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. A little COVID information for you. Yesterday in Mojave County, we had 21 cases. We've not had 21 cases for a week and a half. There were three deaths, unfortunately. Of those 21, 10 were in Bullhead City, 3 in Kingman. That's a nice number. Kingman hasn't seen 3 all month, so 3 is a nice number. And in Havasu, they had 8, and the last time they had 8, well, they had 6 on the 10th. So the numbers continue to go down. The state of Arizona saw 423 today cases. They announced that early this morning. This week alone, on Monday, they had 638, then 497, 445, dropped yesterday to 284. Today we're at 423 and 46 deaths, unfortunately. So a little bit what's going on around our area. Each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, The Beatles, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communication, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We have restaurants, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, vape products, gifts, art store, Boys and Girls Club, thrift store, the Watchman. Outside we have jet skis, a pet daycare, also a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and so much more. And it is not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. So when you hear those rumors, tell them that's not true. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools. They can design them, install them, and do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. They can do installation for them, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful design and complete installation. And then experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments, or problem areas. And experts in weed control. So if you need Barron's, it's 758-5499, 758-5499. And if it's not comfortable in your home or your office, well, it's your fault. Because you haven't called Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're the experts in comfortable. They want you comfortable. So they can come in and work on your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler. Because you're going to need that swamp cooler soon. You know, today wouldn't be bad in Bullhead City and along the river here. So call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They make you comfortable. 758-2400, 758-2400. They also have scheduled maintenance, so they can come out twice a year. You can do a little contract with them. Then they just show up, and you're nice and comfortable. You know what's going on. So now, normally I would tell you who won the drawings for the Kingman Chamber yesterday, but instead, I'm going to let Becky tell you. Hi, Becky.
Oh, no, we haven't drawn yet for today.
Oh, yesterday. Who was yesterday's?
Yes. Oh, you're going to test me.
I am. You gave away Riding Joshua Tree Tour. How cool is that?
And I can't remember the name.
She's going to text her office.
Yeah, I'm like, who was it?
Yeah.
The girls up front have been doing those, so...
And probably the listener, the winner's listening going, she doesn't even know my name.
She doesn't even know my name. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep, yesterday I was running around. Well, we had our first mixer yesterday, so I was kind of out of the office a lot and running around doing other stuff.
Now, was your your board excited because we finally got to do a mixer?
We finally got to do a mixer, yes. Yeah, new member that we have, River Tile and Stone.
Oh, okay.
Very cool stuff that they have. They recently moved to town from Henderson and,
and
had a mixer. And, yeah, we had a real nice little time there last night. Did ribbon cutting in conjunction with it.
Did they add Kingman, or did they just say goodbye to Henderson and moved everything?
Said goodbye to Henderson and moved to Kingman, yeah.
Fantastic.
So,
that's nice.
Later today, hopefully, if all goes well in my technology world, we'll have a little video out there about it. So, yeah. So, yeah, I was out of the office most of the day yesterday, so I apologize for that.
So how was the first mixer post-COVID?
You know, it wasn't as well attended as I had hoped, but I know a lot of my regular people had a class and some other things that that conflicted with the time. So,
and by the way, they, Mr. Roger Galloway announced this morning that Mojave County is now going down to the age of 55 for vaccinations.
I knew it was coming. I was on a call.
So you can get yours now.
Yes, I could.
Yeah, 55. And if you need more information, then the Mojave County Health Department is 753-8665. You can call them. But, yeah, it goes down to 55. And I didn't catch – they probably have a date, you know, when that's going to happen. And I missed that. So, let me
– I was on a governor's call here a few days ago, and their outreach person had said they were going to be dropping it down, and probably mid-May or so they'll be available to everybody. So it's coming pretty quick.
Yeah,
You know, every couple of weeks they're dropping it down, and then it will pretty much be widely available
here in
a month or so.
Well, and that's where we need to get, you know. We need to get – and then this morning the CDC also said that they believe that children can be 3 feet distance instead of six.
Good.
So, you know, from an administrator's point of view, that now means that I can have a lot more people in the classroom.
In the classroom,
And that's 55 and up started today. So anyone that's listening that's 55 and up, you're now allowed to get your vaccines. So all good news all the way around.
Yeah.
So I'm
excited.
Hopefully
we're on our way out of this thing.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We got to. Because we all want to survive it, and we all want to move forward with whatever the new normal is.
Exactly,
You know, like my little glass wall here will never come down.
Probably not,
I think the stores that have put up partitions and whatnot, they're not going to take them down, and which I think is a good thing, because then our flu season next year will be a lot less,
hopefully,
too.
Yes,
We won't be wearing masks, I hope, but...
Yeah.
At least we'll probably still wash our hands more frequently than we did a year ago. We'll probably still have like the little walls up and the little plexiglass here and there. And so if someone's sick at Maverick, they can't give it to you. So.
Well, and I think, people just being a little more conscious of if you're sick, stay home, you know, things that... When we were children, we did anyway. You know, mom didn't let you go out if you were sick. And then it kind of turned into, oh, got to go to work, doesn't matter, got to push through it. You know, so maybe that's one good thing that came out of it.
Yeah, because when you're in your 20s and 30s, you got to go to work. You can't afford to take a day off.
Right.
You need that paycheck every 2 weeks. You know, and then as you get a little bit older, you're like, oh, I'll take a sick day. I can take a vacation day. And I think now maybe more and more people are going to realize, maybe when I'm sick, I need to stay
right.
home.
Right. Well, and now you can also, in a lot of circumstances, work from home.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely made a lot of changes in that through the last
year. That's becoming
year
a new norm for a lot of people.
It certainly is. Yeah, there's a very gray area between home and work now.
Yeah.
And everything's on your phone. You know, I mean, my email's there,
We're going to Hawaii in a couple months, and my wife said, are you going to take your computer? I said, nope. If it's not on my phone, I'm not going to need to deal with it.
Yep. Very good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So what else is happening? Your first mixer, do you have one planned for next month?
We do, in fact, and that's one of the things I wanted to announce. Yeah, boo-hoo. We actually have two planned. We have April and May planned.
Good.
So, we're done with this.
That's good. People are stepping up.
Yes. So in April, we're going to do a mega mixer. So we'll have that at Beale Celebrations. It will be on tax day.
Yeah. April 15th?
April 15th, yeah. Though I heard tax day got moved, but...
That's right, yeah.
But yeah, April 15th, so we'll be doing that at Beale Celebrations. And in our Mega Mixers, what we do is everybody's allowed to just bring in a table, and it's kind of designed for our smaller at-home businesses.
Oh,
or
okay.
Or if you're in a place where you're not really someplace where people could come in, you know, you can't really have visitors and things, or not set up for it. So it's kind of sort of like a small expo.
And this would be perfect for that guy that works out of his house who's a plumber, or, you know,
right,
a roofer or something.
Yes.
You know, there's an opportunity for him to be able to set up a table and get some flyers about what he does.
Right. Yeah. A lot of, you know, like graphic people that
they can get out
and promote their stuff. Or like my friend Cindy, who does embroidery, that she basically has a little shop in her garage, you know,
right,
so that gives her an opportunity to showcase her stuff. And
that's perfect, because that's also the businesses that were hit the hardest by the pandemic.
Yeah, and that's why we're going to go ahead and do that. Well, and we had 55 new businesses join last year.
Wow, that's good.
So I'm very proud of that. But none of those people had an opportunity, or not none. We had a very limited amount of ribbon cuttings and stuff, but most of them didn't get to have that advertising and that.
Right.
You know, so this will kind of maybe pull some of that together and let those people get some some coverage there.
And you're going to do that where?
It will be at Beale Celebrations down there on the corner of 4th and Beale.
Oh, okay.
The big blue building downtown. You can't miss.
Yep.
So.
Did you move into your new offices?
Not yet. They're still working on it. They had a bunch of scaffolding and stuff out front this morning when I drove by, so I think they're painting the front of the building, and we're going to have a different facade on there.
Oh, okay.
The one that was there was in pretty bad shape, so they've taken that down. And
so you get excited when you see them working, and you drive by and go,
It
could be next week, and then, you know.
Yeah, it's probably going to be around the end of April, first of May. Yeah,
good.
You know, there were some setbacks with some of the construction stuff,
course.
Of course. Well, there's all that supply chain, getting your parts and
every contractor right now is just really busy.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, you know, but at the same point in time they can't bid jobs because they don't have the people, you know.
Right, when you can't get the parts and you don't have workers. I know the Arizona at Work people are they've got tons of requests and not a lot of workers. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I hate to say this, but when they passed the stimulus package that extended until September, I think it was.
Right.
People that get this money, they're not going to go to work.
Right.
They're not going to go to work. They're going to say, oh, I can stay home and make more money.
Right. Well, and also you've got kids that are in school, out of school, back and forth, not knowing, you know, so there's that uncertainty that follows with it as well. So it's
still a tough world.
Kind of a mess.
Yeah. Let us take a little break. If you have a question, give us a call, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
If you're a contractor, ignoring safety precautions around Unisource Energy Services facilities can cost you more than your license. It can cost you your life. Contractors need special qualifications to work near energized power lines. Call Unisource before you start any work near our facilities. Always assume power lines and nearby equipment are energized. If you make contact, call Unisource right away. Even if there aren't any injuries or visible damage, we need to make sure the equipment is still operating safely. A message from Unisource Energy Services.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall little studio here. It's a little bit bigger than your closet, I think, but that's about it. Hey, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Barron Services, La Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to sanitize each and every day. They continue to test everybody in the building twice a week. And I think when our numbers go down, that might go to once a week soon. Legacy is, their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who needs those services, call 758-1404, 758-1404, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And Mojave Electric Cooperative, they remind you there are several ways to pay your bill. You can start by, of course, using the U.S. mail and put a stamp on it and put your check inside. Boom, that's that simple. Or you can go by their drop box at their Hancock office and just drop it in the drop box. You can use the new kiosk. You can stick it in there. You can put cash in. You can use your debit card. You can do all that with the kiosk, and that's on Hancock. Or you can pay from home by grabbing your debit card or your credit card and call 877-371-9379. And you just pay it over the phone. You don't have to leave the house. How cool is that? MEC continues to bring you affordable electricity without a profit. That's right. They're owned by you and me. There's no profit. Yeah, you have local questions, you call 763-1100 and they'll take care of you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, well, is it time for you to take a look at that life insurance policy and say, does it still cover everything I have and everything I need and all the bills I have? Am my wife going to be able to take care of me? Because I'm talking to guys. Or vice versa. Well, then you want to go into Farm Bureau Financial Services and take your auto policy, your homeowner policy, and your commercial insurance, too, because they can review all those and check them out. Make sure that you're still in good shape. Maybe they can bundle a couple of them and save you some money. You know, if you want to save $100 a month for, oh, boy, that'd be nice, huh? Call 763-8464 and make an appointment with Greg or David or Stephanie. One of the three of them can sit down with you and see if they can save you some money. Very simple. Back in the studio now, and we have Becky back here. You were saying that there's a May mixer. Where's that?
There is, yes. Mother Road Harley-Davidson is going to do the May mixer, May 20th.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. All right. And, of course, you don't have to be into Harleys. You can just still go and get a Harley t-shirt or something.
Exactly, yeah. Or just come and check out the – I mean, they have a really cool gift shop out front with kinds of Harley things. And they've got the – and I would get whatever brand it is wrong, probably, but the side-by-sides and those kinds of things as well.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's in March. What's the date?
May 20th. Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of good things going. We've got the Home and Garden Show coming up at the fairgrounds. That'll be April 23rd through the 25th.
I think Tim's coming down here to promote that.
Good.
I think he's going to be giving away some tickets when he comes down.
All right. Yeah.
So yeah, Tim's here on the 21st.
Okay, so
for
next
an
week.
Hour. And so he's going to be able to talk all about it. and mention who's going to be there and everything. But
good.
I'm sure he's still taking vendors for that too, huh?
I'm sure that he is. Yeah, I know we're going to be there, so we're going to have a little vendor booth there and be promoting some stuff. And right now, if anybody wants the ride tickets, the carnival will be there. Brown's Amusements is coming in, and we have the tickets for the all-day ride bracelet for the kids available at the chamber. So, $20 for them to ride all day long. You can't beat that.
If you're a parent, you want to wear your kids out.
Right, yeah.
Get that bracelet.
Exactly, and they're good for any day, only one day, but any day, all day, that day.
Okay, very good.
So, yeah.
All right, that's exciting. And while the parents go through and shop for the what they want to do in their yard or their house or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Add this and add that and add this and add that.
Yeah, so I'll let Tim cover all of that kind of stuff. But I did want people to know the ride tickets are available.
Good.
So.
And, you can call the fairgrounds if you want to get involved and you want a booth there.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be Home and Garden. You could, sell coins if you had to.
Sure, but, yeah, all kinds of things. So, Chamber's going to be there just promoting our businesses. And segue into the next thing, we are going to do our Stick Pony Derby this year.
Good.
Yes.
Finally, again.
Gonna
how exciting.
Do it. Yeah, June 12th, we're going to be doing that. So we'll have stuff available and tickets and things.
Good.
That we'll be selling at the Home and Garden Show promoting the Derby.
Now, where's the Derby held at?
So we're going to have it again at Beale Celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll have it inside of there. That's where we had the very first one. So we've decided to go back there.
Explain how that works.
Okay, it's kind of a crazy thing.
Because the last time I had a stick pony, I was four.
Right.
Maybe three.
So we have, there's a grid on the floor, and there's six lanes. So we have six horses, we do eight races, and we have these giant dice. And when I say giant, I mean they're like probably 2 feet square dice, maybe bigger than that, I'm not sure. So we have dice rollers that come from the audience. They throw the dice, and so whatever the numbers on the dice are, that lane's horse gets to move forward. So if there's 2 sixes and a one, the horse in lane six goes forward twice, the horse in lane one goes forward once, and so then they move through, and then the winner, whoever that is, and then they get to go with the circle of roses and get their picture taken with that, and
good.
and then there's the, we have the little betting tokens, and they have all of the odds and all of that stuff figured out
on each horse.
Mm-hmm, on each horse at each each horse in each race, they've got it all in the computer, and so you can go and you can place your bets on your favorite horse. And
do you have somebody on each stick pony that moves forward?
Yeah, so we have sponsors, of course. That's how we make our money from it. So we have a gate sponsor. We have six horse sponsors because there's six horses. And those horse sponsors, that's kind of the fun one because they can decorate their own horse. Like Unisource brings in a horse that's actually like a workhorse kind of thing, and its face is
like a sawhorse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you work on a construction job.
Exactly, yeah. So it's a sawhorse, and it's got wires for hair and all kinds of stuff that they made a couple of years ago.
Cool.
And we've had different people bring in different things. So whatever your business is, you can design your own stick pony. So
is MCC one of your sponsors there? Because I could just see Stacy going wild building something.
I'm sure he will have some fun with that.
Yeah.
So
he's on your board.
He is one of my board members. Yeah.
And I just I want to continue to give a shout out because I think, and Stacy's doing this in Bullhead, but you're with the Kingman Chamber, and I know that the Chamber and Arizona Works and the college are working together so frequently to meet the needs of the community and meet the needs of the businesses. And that's really a plus, and everybody needs to know that.
Yeah, I can't just begin to tell you enough how everyone is working together and really trying to create a good workforce. It's just really fun to watch the right people have fallen into kind of the right places, and our workforce development team is working that, as the economic development people are saying, well, this is what's coming, or the manufacturing people are saying, this is what we need, or people are coming in saying, these are the trainings that we need. And by all of us working together, then the SBDC can help them, you know, get the loans to bring
right.
these businesses in, and then community and corporate ed or whatever is, you know, doing the training. And Arizona at Works has got funding to help do some of these things and place the people in the right
yeah.
places. And
so it's everybody working together.
It's just everybody really working together and finding out what is it that you need, and do I have something that I can help you, or go talk to this person over there. And
yeah.
and then the Achieve 60 with those attainment hubs that they're doing in each of the communities, to try to, again, work towards educating the people to do what it is we need.
Well, and I think that Stacy's doing more and more to convince the high school student you don't have to leave your community.
Right.
That there are good jobs here, that you can still go to the college, you can get a good education, and make a good living right here in Bullhead, Havasu, and Needles.
Yeah, and in fact, through... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which it, wherever. Through this Achieve 60 and those attainment hubs, one of the things that we are doing is we're going to start doing little video clips with business owners, like, how did you fall into this? How did you take a passion and turn it into a career? What does it take to be, you know, whatever your business is?
Right.
And we're going to put those little clips in the high schools to let people know what's available here locally.
Good,
so
because
we,
you talked earlier about your friend who does embroidery in her garage,
mm-hmm.
and that's her home business. Well, there's probably a lot of young women that are thinking that, you know, I wouldn't mind having a home business. I don't need to go and work in the work environment or something. And so there's an opportunity that somebody can set up a business in their garage.
Right.
I have a friend of mine, Jeff Gift, who set up a business in his garage about 5 years ago. He's now got a half a city block building, you know, because it's grown and grown and grown and grown and grown.
Right.
You know, he's now got 7 or 8 employees, and it was originally him and his wife and his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's huge.
Yeah.
And he's busier than heck, and he's going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and but he's doing good, and he still has that customer value.
Right.
That you got to take care of them, and you got to give them a good price, and you got to be there on time. You give them a good product, good price, be on time, and you'll always get the work.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
And so he keeps that going, and that's why he stays so busy.
Right.
You know, because he keeps those things going, and these young people need to realize that. And so it's good that they're working with them.
Yeah, and really I think one of the main things is teaching them that, you know, a career versus a job, you know.
Yeah.
And finding something that you're passionate about doing, so you enjoy doing it every day, because you have to work for a long time.
Yes. Makes it a little bit less of a job when you enjoy what you're doing.
Well, and like we talked about earlier, with things kind of becoming very gray in that area.
Yeah.
The work-life balance is kind of different. And yeah, you really do need to enjoy it. So.
Exactly. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I love you.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Mediana Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Brianna, and I'm a commercial banking assistant with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business, just like yours, friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities.
#Horizon Has It. Member FDIC.
It is hard to watch our loved senior citizens with failing health. It's harder on the family when they realize the loved one can no longer live alone. There are two premium senior skilled nursing facilities in Kingman. Both operate with the highest level of patient care and compassion. The Kingman Linkenfelter Center facility specializes in Alzheimer's care. Their incredible staff and physicians continue to provide the highest level of care, all while protecting their residents. The Linkenfelter Center takes pride in providing the home atmosphere for their residents. The Kingman Gardens Rehab and Care Center serves full-time residential patients and patients in need of the rehabilitation center. With a professional staff of nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and doctors. For more information, call the Linkenfelter Center at 718-4852 and the Gardens at 718-0718.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. And we're brought to you each and every day by, oh, Walker Service Electric. Exactly. Electricians. Okay. Electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They can take care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, or high-line power. They're capable. All right? So if you need electrical, you have an electrical problem at your home and you want some electrician to come and fix it, okay, you want to add a light or a fan or something, or you had a short in the wall, ugh, scary stuff. So call 718-9444. They're available 24/7 because electrical problems don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call Walker Service Electric, 718-9444. We're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. So we have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the Laughlin Mall. We have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target, and they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road, an outpatient rehabilitation center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. And then on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeon, podiatrist, and family doctors. Then Warm Sea has the hospital and the emergency room on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have medical questions, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll get you right off to somebody that can help you. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star, Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications. All right, and we're back in the studio with Becky, and we were talking about the kind of the coalition of all the people working together to meet the needs of the employer and meet the needs of the student coming out of high school.
Right.
And so that's working well in Kingman, I think.
It is. Yeah, I think it's really going good. And I know Arizona at Work is doing a seniors program right now where they're working with the – and I keep thinking the seniors, we're putting elderly people back to work now.
Yes, you've got to come out of the retirement home and go back to work, Fred. You're 87, but we need you on the job.
Every time Jim says that, I have to remember we're talking seniors in high school.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, they are really working with that and, you know, with those dual enrollment classes and stuff. It's amazing anymore.
Well, and I tell you, every grandparent out there listening or parent that's listening right now, if you're not talking to your granddaughter, your daughter, your son or grandson about taking dual enrollment classes those last 2 years. You can take dual enrollment classes in the high schools in their junior and senior year, and then they walk out of high school with their high school diploma and an AA.
Yeah.
Boy, they are 2 years ahead of the world.
And saving a ton of money because those student loans, I know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says, oh, if you borrow the money, you got to pay it back, you know, which is true.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm about ready to write a $137,000 loan payment for my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've got a very similar one to my son. And the way they're designed is just to keep you in debt for the rest of your life.
I'll tell you.
It's horrible.
I hate to say it, but for the big universities across our nation, it's not fair.
It is not. It is not. They're not processed properly, and they really are not designed to let these young people get out of debt.
And they buy the loan, they sell the loan, and all of a sudden somebody else has got it, and your interest rate changes. You know, my wife's paying over 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm going to pay that thing off here next week and be done with it.
Good for you. Will you pay my sons off?
One for $137,000 is enough for me right now. That's the best I can do.
That would
Sorry.
Just about cover it perfect.
Yeah. I know. It's tough. And so many young people, they don't think about that. Oh, yeah, I can get a student loan. But, yeah, you got to remember, you got to pay that off at some point in time.
And it is.
And it doesn't go away.
It does not.
It hounds you forever.
Yeah, and again, just the way they compound the interest on those things, it's like you're never paying anything but interest.
Yes. It's a good business to be in.
No kidding.
If you have the money and you want to loan people, but when you have it and you got to pay it, it is not fair.
Yeah, it is not.
No.
So.
Someone needs to. And if Regina and Sunny are listening and Leo, this is something you need to tackle. And that would be student loans and how they're designed and how they're...
Boy, that's a big one.
Yeah. It is.
I better put that on my business and government for next year.
Yeah, because it is something to talk about.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, for the young people, if you're not thinking about, you know, because I know school's out on Fridays, not that they're listening to the talk show, but if you're thinking about, you know, college, you can get that AA before you graduate high school.
Yeah.
And for free, you know. Yeah, you're going to be working hard. Those classes are a little tougher, but they're dual enrollment. So the class you're sitting in Monday through Friday at high school goes to college credit.
It's a lot easier to do it when you're young and get it behind you than being, you know, 35, 40 years old and thinking, oh, now I need to go back to school with these two kids. And and this mortgage. And
yeah. Well, and there's so many jobs out there that AA pays you more money than the average person who walks in the door.
Right.
And if you're not thinking about that, you're going to make more money. I look at Justin Flemmer, a friend of mine who's now a battalion chief at Bullhead City Fire Department. But when he left high school, he went and got an AA. And, of course, he had to pay for that. But when he came back and joined the fire department, he's now making more money than the next guy because he walked in with an AA.
Right.
You know, and so one firefighter starts at this position. Justin Flemmer started a little higher because he had an AA. And it's going to pay him more for his entire career.
Right.
So he's
he stepped out.
Yeah.
Started out a step ahead.
Right. So if your young people aren't thinking about this, and that means grandparents and parents aren't steering them in that direction, boy, you're losing out.
Right.
So what else is on your big list there?
My big list here, I know I'm trying to think, what do we talk about next?
Well, today you've got a drawing that's going to happen.
We do, and I did get the name of the winner, John Soft.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, actually, he won the barbecue grill yesterday.
Oh, no. Yesterday's barbecue grill was won by Roger and Adriana McGinnis from Legal Shield. They actually are a couple of my ambassadors. So they won the barbecue grill. I do know that one. And today was John Sock, and he's the one that won the
riding Joshua
Tree.
And tomorrow's a Wash Me Detail Car Wash from Wash Me Car Wash. And Sunday, it's a backyard set from the Chamber.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're not involved in this yet, you better get involved because you only got a week and a half left. But then... Tell everybody about the 31st.
The 31st, so the 30 tickets that have been drawn throughout the month and all the ones who didn't win will all go back into the drum, and we will do a drawing for $2,500 cash in a backpack.
$2,500. That could be life-changing money for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it could be paying off a car or you know, or something new in your home, like a washer and dryer, refrigerator.
Right.
I mean, wow, $2,500.
Vacation to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit more than that.
I know.
Gosh, we were last night booking our flights, and we were booking our suite. Well, not a suite. We got suites in Buena Park because we're going to fly out of Long Beach. The best part of that is we can leave my car at my son's house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and then, we're getting ready to do that. But booking all of it, my wife went to book the condo in Hawaii, and it came back and said, oh, Wells Fargo denied it. You've spent too much money today.
Oh, geez.
And I went, what?
Oh.
We've never done that in our life. So I had to call Wells Fargo and get them to raise it so we could finish booking it. Yeah.
Finish getting your trip. So what island are you going to?
We're going to Maui.
Maui.
Yeah.
Nice. I have friends that live there.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I'll have to look him up. I'll stick me to dinner.
Yeah. He would cook you a great dinner.
Oh, yeah. Too funny. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, someone's going to win $2,500. That's big money.
It is, yeah. And this has been pretty successful. So, and people have been really excited about it, and I really appreciate you announcing every day who the winner is.
Well,
so thank you for that.
It's for you, and besides that, the winner, people need to know who won.
Right.
That this isn't a scam. You didn't take all this money you know. When we name them off, they know these people in Kingman.
Exactly.
We got a whole list here. See, right on the back of this, you know.
Oh, you've got them all written, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know. And so Richard Hamilton won, and Jennifer Dixon, and all kinds of people won. Good prizes.
And it is. It's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, we've got the calendar in the window at the chamber of who's won each day. It's on our calendar on the website, and... they're putting it out on everything Kingman. We've partnered with them. That's one of our new perks of membership.
Good.
Is being on everything Kingman, you get a standard membership to advertise your business out there with that. And then they've been so gracious at putting out, you know, our ribbon cuttings and any mixers and whatever we've got, and of course our daily winner. So, yeah, that's been a real nice partnership there.
And Monday you're giving away a car pass to Bearzona.
I want to go there. I've always wanted to go to Bearzona.
We have
not made it yet.
3 years ago, I think, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Most of the bears are laying around, but still, you get that close to them.
Yeah, well, I saw a picture of them playing in the snow the other day.
Oh,
there,
yeah?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
exciting. My grandkids went a couple of weeks ago. So.
Ah. So, yeah, you're giving away a lot of great packages here. Grand Canyon Cavern Winery Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, and that's Bob Walton with the Desert Wonder Tours.
Okay.
The three tours that we've done, he's doing all three of those. They're a local guy that takes people out on tours, the horseback riding, the wine tour, and the Grand Canyon Caverns, I think, yeah.
So tickets still available?
Tickets are still available, yep. So you can still have that chance to win the big one.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yep.
Well, and win a nice one between now and then.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's still some fun stuff out there. The Verde Canyon Railway. Yeah. So.
$150 gift card for Mother Lode.
Right.
Mother Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's plenty of good prizes. So if you're in Kingman, and you don't have to be in Kingman, you can be anywhere. You're driving through Kingman, stop at the chamber and buy a ticket.
We've had people from out of town stop in and buy a ticket. They've heard about it, so
because it's just a good contest, let alone a donation to the chamber.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might win a good prize. What else is happening?
So what else do we have on our list here? We are hoping for the money for that governor's micro grant. We still have not received our funds for it yet.
Oh, okay.
But that should be, they told me a couple of days ago, just a couple more days, we'll be getting those applications out to the community if you've, you know, still, you know, long into COVID now, behind on utilities, we can help with that.
Right.
We can help with the extension of premise. We'll pay that extra 10% where the city's doing the 90%.
And I think all three chambers got that money,
all three
right?
chambers,
right.
Yeah, Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu. We're doing a little bit different things in each city, but yes, we all three got money.
And I saw a picture of all three of you directors.
And I was going to say, in fact, we had the Tri-City Chamber meeting here just a week or so ago, and so, yeah, all three of us together, and we're going to start doing some great things now that we're kind of coming out from under this. So,
good, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Let us take our last break. We're going to be right back, 702-298-1063, if you have a question.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard.
Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006. Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy. I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 blah. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Baron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kieslau with my co-host Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on Talk of the Tri-State. Let us help you become a better backyard barbecuer.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise on the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue in Lake Havasu City.
Exactly. Check them out.
Remember, visit Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue and listen to Barbecue Radio Nation every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State 106.3 FM.
Hi, my name is Ingrid. I'm with Patio Paradise and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Fab Four Friday, so the Beatles are our bumper music, you know, in and out of commercial breaks. Each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, TWN Communications. Yes, and they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or business connected. Love that sentence. Pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. I'm sure there's something you can click on there. Or call 888-227-2095. They're working on the parkway right now, putting in the lines. When you drive the parkway, you'll see that great big orange tubing that they're putting in. That's the tubing that the fiber-based internet runs inside of. So. Oh, we're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Yes, and all the locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. They're taking my pets next weekend because with the Kiwanis Kids Expo, I can't deal with them. I need to have them safely away. So, also, dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. So take your pets to Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006. Also, we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. If you need some money, a vacation home, a pool in the backyard, you got to add on a room, build a little house in the backyard for grandma, or refi, just you want to get your rate down, you call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. If I told you that Chad Hansen has been doing mortgages since before he was out of elementary school, would you believe me? Well, it's true. In sixth grade, he was doing mortgages. He hadn't even left elementary school yet. So he's been doing them a long time. He knows how to get you the best money, the exact amount you need, at a great rate. As he says, it's the no-brainers of no-brainers right now because the rate is so low. So take advantage of it. Call 288-2691. And there. So
timed that perfectly.
Yes, we did. Look at how'd that work? Okay, we got a couple more minutes here with Becky. What else is happening?
We're getting ready to make a new map, which doesn't seem that exciting maybe to a lot of people, but Yeah, it's been since 2017, so we're doing a new map, and it's going to have a lot of the breakouts for some of the newer areas. And so there'll be some advertising opportunities available there if anybody wants to be on the map.
Good. And I suppose you're going to sell those.
Yeah, we'll be giving away the maps once they're produced.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be giving those away.
How
so,
cool is that?
Yeah, that's been kind of a fun project to work on, though, something I've never done before. So, so get yourself on the map.
Yeah. and they call you to get on the map?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the number of the chamber?
928-753-6253.
All right. We're just about out of time. Can
we're
you
almost
believe
out
it?
Of time now.
Yeah.
I always have fun talking.
One more thing to announce?
I think that's it. Just remember the Mega Mixer on April the 15th. If you'd like to have a spot there, give us a call again. Same number, 753-6253. And
okay.
That's about it.
How cool.
Yeah.
All right. Becky, thank you for coming down and joining us. And you're going to go have lunch with Joelle?
I should go by and say hi to her.
Yeah. Make her take you to lunch.
I could do that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here today. Paul Lavoie is up next. Unless he's going to talk about Go Lake Havasu and Mike Bonnie? Yeah. So, good show. Coming up. And then, of course, after Paul Lavoie with Speak Out, we'll be Mr. Sean Hannity in your ear for 3 hours. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll be around working on the expo, and we'll see you back in here Monday in the studio. We have Rocky from Dot Foods will be here for an hour. So join us on Monday. Have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there. 85 today, 80 tomorrow. A little cooler on Sunday, 72 degrees. So enjoy yourself. We'll see you on Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.